But what, would you use China for that ever?
China, yes, oh yeah, the best China, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen a thing that they used to use on farms to make a hen start laying made out of that? They used to put it in the nest.
Oh, false egg or China egg for the hen, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then in the old days, to carry water, they would carry water in what?
Buckets.
In buckets.
Yeah, from the well.
Okay. And then milk they would carry, though,
in buckets.
In buckets as well.
Yeah.
They. What about the word pail? Did you ever use that?
Yes. It's a little more refined than bucket, I think.
Mm-hmm.
White people may use pail.
Okay. Now, when you talk about a bucket, are you talking about, is it normally made out of wood? Or wood or metal?
Anything that'll hold something.
Okay.
I have plastic ones, metal ones,
okay,
out in the backyard now, buckets.
Okay, okay. Let me see, and then the metal thing that you fry eggs in, you call that a?
Frying pan.
Okay. You ever call that a, anything else? In the old days, maybe?
Skillet.
Skillet always, huh?
Yeah.
And did you ever call it, you ever see, oh, I know what I wanted, a kind of skillet with little feet on the bottom.
Yes. I don't know, what is it?
Spider?
Spider, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen one in so long, I think I've even got one here, but then you just don't use those anymore.
Okay.
Spider's right.
Then a heavy iron thing that they had out in the yard to wash clothes in. Big, heavy.
On a tripod, I got the iron bucket.
You would call that a bucket too?
Big iron bucket.
Would you ever?
It's on legs.
Uh-huh.
I have one in the yard. I'm waiting for the trivet for it now.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call?
Tripod is what I'm looking for.
Would you ever call that a kettle?
Kettle if you're making soap in it.
Uh-huh. What about if you're cooking soup in it?
Bucket? Yeah.
Inside bucket. On the stove?
Yeah.
Okay. Pot?
Pot.
Let me see. And then, oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. On the fireplace, I forgot this before. This part up here you call what?
Mantle.
The mantle.
Mantelpiece.
Or mantelpiece. Okay. And then that thing down there that you've got the greenery in.
The greenery's in?
Yeah.
That's just a vase.
Okay. Would you ever say vase?
Oh, if I'm going to be Irish and if I wanted somebody to spite somebody, I'd say it. I don't ever say vase.
Okay. The historical Augustus.
I don't think it's a pretty word. When you get right down to it, I think vase is much more
okay.
Telling. Vase, first you look up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. And then if you were setting a table in the dining room, the eating utensils you would set out by each place would be what to eat with?
Place setting.
Okay. And then that place...
Oh, you mean the pieces?
Yeah, what would they...
Knife, fork, spoon, soup spoon, butter knife.
Okay. And if you had, let me see, if you were going to have steak, you might set out a set of steak
knives.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, and you were talking about washing the dishes earlier. After you're through washing them in soapy water, then in clear water, you have to
drain them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rinse them, and then drain them. Yeah.
Okay. And on the sink, on the inside, the thing that you use to turn the water on, you call that what?
Spigot.
Call that a spigot.
Yeah.
On the inside. What about if it's on the outside?
Tap.
It's a tap. What if it's on a barrel?
Bunga.
Okay.
Bung
or bunga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever call that a faucet inside?
Yeah.